Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, October 31st, 2019. Happy Halloween. For the first time in years, unemployment in Berlin will not decrease this autumn. In October, a good 152,000 women and men were registered as unemployed, about the same number as in the previous month. Compared to last year, there were about 3,000 more, according to the Federal Employment Agency. The unemployment rate in the capital remained at 7.8%, 1 percentage point higher than in October of 2018. Berlin-Brandenburg agency boss Bernd Becking said that for the first time in many years, there was no autumn recovery, with failing unemployment, stating, quote, "This is an expression of the current economic uncertainties. Many companies are letting employees' contracts expire, and there are also dismissals, affecting employees without training in particular." Experts expect the economic performance to have shrunk nationwide in the third quarter as well as in the second. Berlin's economy is still growing, but more slowly than in the previous year. In a comparison of federal states, unemployment is only higher in Bremen than in Berlin. In a dispute between two groups at the Kottbusser Tor U-Bahn station in Kreuzberg, a man was fatally injured by an arriving U-8 train. The groups had quarreled at the station, resulting in the man falling in front of the arriving train around midnight. Despite immediate resuscitation, he was so badly injured that he lost his life. The police questioned witnesses and viewed video recordings of the incident, and now a homicide squad has taken over the investigation. As of yesterday, there was no further information on the identity of the victim and the other persons involved. The exact course of events is still unclear, including whether the man was deliberately pushed or fell into the tracks unintentionally. After the incident, Bahn traffic was temporarily interrupted and there were significant delays on the U8 line, and the driver of the train was attended to by clergy. This isn't the first incident of someone being pushed or falling onto tram tracks. After an attack at a station in Mitte at the beginning of the year, a 41-year-old woman had to answer to the Berlin Regional Court for attempted manslaughter after she had pulled a young woman by her hair onto the track bed. The 17-year-old had managed to escape the path of the train. And in July, a case in Frankfurt am Main caused a nationwide sensation and triggered a debate about security at railway stations. At that time, a man pushed a mother and her 8-year-old son in front of an arriving ICE train. While the mother was able to save herself, the child perished. According to a media report, there is a new favorite in the debate about the location for a possible new stadium of Bundesliga soccer team Hertha BSC. The Zentrale Festplatz near Tegel Airport will be the preferred choice of experts from the Senate. The state government recently had four possible alternatives for Hertha Arena examined, three on the site of the current airport and the fairground. Claudia Sunder, Speaker of the Senate, said on Tuesday that this was not an issue at the Conference of State Secretaries, stating, quote, "But there was an internal round that dealt with the topic, but that's no reason for a public announcement yet." Hertha wants to leave the Olympic Stadium in 2025 and move into its own smaller arena. The club released a statement that they are pleased that their desire for their own arena is now being recognized. In the summer, the club had already declared its willingness to openly discuss alternatives to the desired location in the Olympic Park. The club added that they are looking forward to a joint meeting with representatives of the Senate. According to the German Weather Service, DWD, Berlin was the warmest federal state in October. The average temperature was 11.6 degrees Celsius. For Germany, an average temperature of 10.9 degrees was measured. And as in the two previous years, October was clearly too warm. The value was 1.9 degrees above the internationally valid reference period between 1961 and 1990. In Berlin, it rained 55 liters per square meter in October, and the German average was 80 liters. According to the DWD, this is almost 1.5 times more rain than the monthly target. And lastly, a quick reminder, there will be one more Berlin briefing tomorrow, and then we will take a one-week vacation break until November 8th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.